Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Right Minded Gains, the common sense approach to health and fitness. Shit, it's already February. That's crazy. This fucking year is going crazy. It's going wild. Just in January, so much has gone down. Now we're already into the second month. It's going quick. Hope everyone is doing well. This weekend was the Super Bowl, so I'm assuming a lot of people spent their time chilling and watching that crap. I did not, because I don't really care about any of that stuff. I have zero interest, but for those that did watch it, I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you didn't cheat too much. I know people typically tend to go a little crazy when it comes to things like the Super Bowl and other events of that nature, where, you know, they're ordering 100 fucking pizza pies and 1,000 wings and all the sodas and all the ice cream and all this and all that shit that none of us really need to be putting in our body. Everyone does. But, you know, I mean, listen, it's okay to enjoy yourself. It's okay to treat yourself once in a while. But, you know, keep it within reason. Don't go crazy. Don't put yourself into a fucking coma just because you're watching a fucking game, because that's pretty ridiculous. Anyways, that's not what I wanted to discuss today. So, today I want to discuss something that, honestly, most people don't actually talk about, and that is to not, I repeat, to not simply listen to the, quote, experts. What does this mean? This type of thing will apply to all variations, not only fitness, but in many aspects of your life. So, a lot of times when people are trying to get into shape, or they're trying to, you know, get onto a diet, or get more, build more muscle, or get stronger, or leaner, or whatever, they'll seek some guidance, which is great. It's correct. I agree. Everyone should go and seek guidance if you're gonna try to approach something that you're not used to. But that doesn't mean you should take that guidance 100%. Just for their, whoever said what they're, whoever is giving you the information, you shouldn't simply take their information and assume it's 100. Quote, experts, obviously, and I say obviously because the thing is, it's not even so obvious, but they obviously don't know everything. Experts do not know everything. The greatest experts in the world are still always learning. There's always more to learn when it comes to the body, when it comes to your health, when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to training. There's always more to learn. There's always another way. There's always something else that might work or might be better or might be more optimal for you. And that's why I always stress you have to work on you. Everyone is different. So, you know, let's say you're brand new to getting into working out and fitness, you're overweight, you want to lose some weight, and you go to a nutritionist, and they tell you, I think you must go on the keto diet, because I know a lot of people that have been on it, and it's helped them. And you take that for what it's worth, you accept because they are the expert, you should do that. I'm just using this as an example, by the way. Does that mean you're now going to be healthy? Abso-fucking-lutely not. You might lose some weight, you might get into some better shape, but that doesn't mean you're going to be healthy. Your skin might be fucked. You might have all kinds of aches and pains. You might have, you know, headaches. It could be all kinds of things. There is no right way, and that's why I think everyone should take it upon themselves to do research in order to obtain their goal. Now, if you're trying to lose some weight and build some muscle, we have this crazy invention called Google. It's a fucking wild thing, and I'm actually not even being sarcastic. It is pretty wild. You can look up anything, and it's all there. I mean, all the information in the fucking world is at our fingertips. Yet everyone's always running to the, quote, experts to see what they have to say. let's start doing our own research. Let's start looking into it for ourselves. Let's start seeing, well, maybe what he said isn't so perfect for me. Well, maybe what she was telling me might not be the best way for me. Maybe it is, but I should look into it. I should try it. I should do my own research to figure it out. And this type of thing applies in all aspects of life. You know, there are, quote, experts in every field. That doesn't mean they know everything. That doesn't mean what they say is the end-all be-all. Even though they're an expert, they might be flawed with their way of thinking. Or maybe there's new developments. You know, there could be a million different ways of going about a certain situation. I'll give you a good example that I use this type of example all the time when I'm talking about health with people and doctors. I hate doctors. Just a disclaimer. So if anyone that listens to this is a doctor, I'm sorry. I hate doctors because, unfortunately, a lot of doctors are not really there to help people. They're there for money. And listen, I mean, that's in all industries, so it's not just bashing on doctors, but unfortunately, doctors who are literally there to help people, a lot of them don't really care. They're just there to sell prescriptions or to do surgeries or whatever it is. And these type of people who are so quick for prescriptions and surgeries are also the kind of people that are the, quote, experts, right? So here's a little quick story. Years back, when I was really, really sick, if you want to know more information on that, go back in time on my podcast episodes to the New Year's special. On that episode, I give a lot of detail about my past and about where I come from and my previous illnesses and also things that I sort of deal with now, but that's another story. Years back, when I was really sick, when I was in the hospital dealing with all this shit, I remember at a point, I had all the fucking machines hooked up to me. I had about 12 doctors in the room. It was a wild time. Like, they didn't really know what was wrong with me. It was sort of like an unknown virus or whatever. Like, I don't really know. And a lot of issues were going on. So one of these, quote, experts came through, one of these doctors, and started telling my parents about, oh, okay, so we need to start doing this and this surgery, we're going to start doing this and that. Like, all these different fucking crazy surgeries that could potentially help my situation. So my dad being who he is, an old school Israeli, goes to the doctor and he's like, listen, let me do you a favor, let's save some time. We'll take Mike, me, my son, up to the roof and just throw him off. And then, you know, by the time he hits the pavement, his body will be so disheveled, it'll be pretty much the same thing that what you're trying to do. And the doctor looks at him like, what are you talking about? What are you, crazy? Long story, in other words, you know, he's pretty much saying like, all right, take your surgeries and go fuck yourself. Let's hear what the other doctors have to say before we start making cuts. And that worked. This doctor didn't come back. And all the other doctors said, that's crazy. We don't need to be doing this. At the end of all that, I never ended up getting any special surgeries, and I'm fine. So that doctor would have ended up fucking me up. But he's an expert, right? And if my parents weren't smart enough to question the experts, God only knows the situation I could have been in. Question the, quote, experts that are telling you how to run your shit. We have all the information at the world at our fingertips. So take the time to do that research, whether it be in fitness, whether it be in weight loss, whether it be in your own private health, whether it be mentally. It could be in a range of situations. Don't just take the, quote, expert's word for it. Don't just go on to one diet because the expert said so. Don't just do one style of training because the expert said so. You know, sometimes the clients that I work with don't really like when I say this, but I have to be truthful. When a trainer tells you this is the way to do it, they're not a good trainer if they're only telling you there's one and only way. They are not a good coach or a good trainer for you, because there is no such thing as just one way. There is no just one way. Everyone is different, and everyone will respond differently to different things. So we need to take that time to evaluate ourselves and to know our own bodies and to know what will work best for us in all circumstances of life, whether that be in health, fitness, and other aspects. Can't just take the word of the quote experts, because experts don't know shit. They know just as much as the next guy with a little more experience. You know what I mean? That not to say that experts don't serve a purpose. Obviously they do. That's why they are quote experts. They are out there to help people. But that doesn't mean you should just go to them and say, well, so-and-so said this, so that must be the way. No. Get a second opinion. Get a third opinion. Shit, get a fucking fifth opinion. Do your own research. Take the time necessary to know what you need most. Whether that be taking one extra day out to do research, or one extra year out to do research, depending on the circumstances and the situation. It's better to do it right for you than to just follow what someone else said, and then, you know, 6 months down the line, you end up fucked up. It's not going to work, you know? That's really the message about today. It's just, I don't like to see people just assuming because an expert said it makes it so. Whenever I work with people and I tell them, I can't give you an exact answer, or we can't just do exactly the way you think it is, they get upset because they think there's an easy way out. There is no easy way out of being unhealthy. It could be a long and strenuous time, but it will end up working out for the best if you take that time to do it correctly. If you don't, and you look for those easy way outs, those shortcuts, you're going to end up falling back further than ever. And we don't want that. We want to avoid falling back. We want to only go forward. Forward, forward, forward. Only. Never go back. All right? That's it for today. Have a good week, guys.